Hello and welcome to Gamercast episode 205. It is not Harvest Moon. This is a show recorded on the 27th of June, 2010. Hello, my name is Paul and I'm your host. Joining me this week is Adam.
Hello there.
And also Catherine.
Hello.
Yeah. We've got a competition later on. If you keep listening, you may have a chance to win it. But first, we're going to kick off with...
Now for the news.
First up is some Xbox Live news. We're not sure if this yet applies to... What are you doing? You're clicking... Dude, what are you doing? Stop clicking my mouse.
It's a click fest.
I'm trying to use my computer.
I know you are.
I'd click as well, but I don't think you could hear it.
Oh, we can hear it.
We can hear it.
Yeah. Adam! Pack it in. Don't make me start this episode again.
Sorry.
Right, so yeah, some Xbox Live details. We're not sure if this is applying to anywhere other than the US, but so far we just have details for this for the US. It's basically a family pack for Xbox Live. Which means you get 4 gold Xbox accounts for $99 a year. So essentially,
that's not bad.
Essentially, it works out you're paying $20 a year for an Xbox Live account. So it's half the price it normally is.
Well, that's good. And if you split the price evenly, even if it's like four, like you guys, 4 people living in a place, that'll make it a lot cheaper.
Yeah. So basically, it's obviously geared for parents who have kids who all want live accounts, and obviously them all having their own live account for $50 or £40 would be expensive. So this makes it a bit cheaper. It also has some quite interesting features, because on the Xbox website, you get activity reports, and you've got like parental controls all integrated in there, so you'd have to go to the Xbox to set the parental controls. You can do it on the website, apparently.
Oh,
and like
cool.
I said, you get activity reports, so you can see what your kids have been doing, how long they've been playing for, and so on, and things like that. So that's quite interesting.
Yeah, I suppose if parents want to pay attention and actually not have to touch the console, which they might be like quite, or I don't even know how to turn the thing on, but they know how to surf the internet, they can log on to the website and actually check to see how often they're playing. You know, last Tuesday night, were they actually playing on the Xbox, or were they doing their homework like you asked them to?
Yeah, so it also has some extra features, such as a simplified billing system, so that if one of the kids buys some points or something, it gets charged to the parent's account. Obviously, only if you set it to allow them to do that.
See, yeah, because I was going to say, if we could have one, and it was for the four of us, and then, like, if I was the head person, then you'd just be like, bye, bye, bye.
No, I wouldn't. Apparently, it also has exclusive family content and discounts. So obviously, we'll have to wait and see what that's like. But this is quite an interesting move they're doing.
Sounds better than the PlayStation Plus.
So many people have been ranting about that. It's like, okay, you're signing up for something and you're getting a free game and you're complaining about it because you only want to sign up for the free game and then no longer sign up. And when you no longer sign up, they take the free game away from you.
Well, it's a subscription service.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's move on and talk about the Blue Toad murder files.
Yeah, so we have mentioned these on various shows before, as our listeners will know. But one thing that now Relentless Software are doing, they're making a virtual box set of the Blue Toad games on the PSN. So you're only having to pay $17.99 for all 6 episodes, which would normally cost about £30.
Yeah, so it's quite good value.
As well as releasing this box set, they're doing a special offer, so if you haven't played the games yet, you can pick up the first episode for 99p.
Well, hey.
As opposed to about £3-4, I think. Maybe £5. I don't know how much they charge per episode. And then also, anyone who's bought the first episode but no other episodes can get the box set with a pound knocked off the price of it. So for £16.99. But yeah, so just a way to ship some more. Oops, sorry, ship some more numbers. That's out in the UK now, and in America sometime in July.
Yeah, Capcom have also announced a film based on Dead Rising.
Yeah, so, okay, it's a film that's being split up into 6 episodes? 8 episodes, sorry. Me and Paul watched the trailer last night. Were you watching it?
Yeah.
It was very cheesy, wasn't it, Paul? Like,
it's Capcom,
Japanese, cheesy film. So I compared it to Bright Falls, and it's like the production values on Bright Falls are like way up there, whereas, not being mean, but Zombrex Dead Rising Sun was quite low down, and it looked like a kid could have made it in like school or something.
Yeah.
But they're doing that, of course, for the release of Dead Rising 2. They haven't said exactly when they're coming out, but they're free of charge. Oh, summer. Sometimes summer. So anytime, really. They're free of charge, and you can just download them off the...
Thank you.
Sorry.
I think there's going to be a website where you can download them. It's not really stated anywhere. It'd be nice if they run on Xbox Live. But in the end, really, with Bright Falls, the website was updated more frequently than the 360, so... Yeah.
Yeah, the BBC have also announced that Doctor Who has had... The game has had over 500,000 downloads.
Which is quite good.
Isn't time for eating your lollipops.
I got a Cornetto.
And that was actually in the first 12 days. Which isn't a bad number, is it, for 12 days?
I suppose.
The thing is, it was free. But, yeah.
Yeah, you'll have to excuse us. It's boiling hot in the UK at the moment when we're recording this. So that's why Adam's eating cold things. And I've got a bottle of frozen blackcurrant.
Because people in the UK don't always deal with heat very well.
Well, we don't have air conditioning.
No, we don't have air conditioning.
There's no point in having air conditioning for, like, the 10 days a year. It's really hot.
But, yeah, so they're doing quite good. It's only a free game anyway. But...
And plus, in the UK, we have a humid heat, which just would kill anyone who thinks they can stand these temperatures. Yeah, and it's not the dry heat that everyone else gets. Because we're surrounded by war.
So, as well as them announcing how many downloads they've had, episode 2's now come out.
Yep. Which is... We caught Charlotte playing that earlier on.
Yeah, Charlotte's playing earlier on. The Blood of the Cybermen. So, first episode was about the Daleks, now this one's about the Cybermen.
The Blood of the Cybermen.
And for those who actually watch, like, Doctor Who and stuff, you'll know that the series is finished on TV now, which is quite odd because, of course, there's still another 3 episodes left, I think. Of the games, and they were supposed to tie in with the TV series. So, I'm not sure if they're going to take off from where the last episode left off. Or not, I don't know. But yeah, so, The Blood of Cybermen, you can download that off the BBC website for free. It came out yesterday. And I think it's probably about another 200 meg download. I didn't download it, so I'm not sure.
We also encourage everyone to get Space Ark.
Yeah. So... I don't think we actually mentioned it, but Space Ark is out now. It came out last week or the week before.
Yeah, Space Ark is an Xbox Live title where you are a cat, well, and several other animals as well.
You're
as you go through
Arkanaut.
The levels. Yeah, and you bounce around in space.
In breakout style to collect DNA. We explained it like on a previous show, and Adam was quite confused when I was talking about all the different systems inside it. But yeah, so it's 800 points, and we recommend it.
However, encourage the developers to release a PC version because we are sure it will do well on a PC.
We know Paul might get it.
With achievements.
Because then Paul could get achievements on that. I think it'd work way better with a mouse as well. Than a 360 controller.
Well, they could support 360 controller as well.
Yep. Next up, so it's quite random. There's an Extreme Hangman game.
It's extreme.
Coming out on DSiWare. So it's a little Hangman game. It's going to be 200 points. Apparently it's going to have over 2,000 words from various categories and 3 difficulty levels with many stickman animations. It's coming out 2nd of July and it's 200 points. So that's £2 for if you want a little Hangman game.
Yeah.
Sure, it'll take a while to get through all the words.
Yeah, well, 2,000 games, basically, you know. Yeah. New Kane and Lynch game, Dog Days.
Yeah.
Gary talked a bit about this last week when he...
Went to E3.
When he went to E3 for us.
Yep. For us.
Not for EA.
So this is just a brief announcement that they're doing some comics to tie in with the game.
Oh, jeez.
Like a lot of people are recently.
Lame.
Which is quite odd because they're doing it with DC. More in particular, Wildstorm.
Oh, God, quick, finish this now before Adam starts talking.
I'm shaving what I'm going to say.
So the first episode is coming out in August. The main reason I was going to mention it, it was because the cover art is by Ben Temple Smith, who is totally awesome, and his drawing style really fits Kane Lynch's griminess. The only thing that is a bit silly, however, is Ben Temple Smith is only doing the covers and not the main art. The main art is done by Chris Mitten, who worked on Wasteland, and then they've got...
American Wasteland?
No, Wasteland. There's a comic.
Oh, is there?
Called Wasteland. Game. Sorry, Paul, not American Wasteland. We're talking about comics here, not games.
Oh, I don't know about games.
Ian Edgington, who has worked for DC, Marvel, Dark Horse, he's done, like, Aliens, Predator, Chimera, Star Trek, loads and loads of stuff. And he's doing the writing. And, yeah, so it's just to coincide with the release, try and get some extra sales. I'd like him for the Ben Temple Smithness. And yeah. He's a game comic.
Let's talk a bit about Little Big Planet.
Yep, Little Big Planet have announced that they've got the rights to bring out Marvel Heroes.
So is this for Little Big Planet 1 or 2?
Little Big Planet 1, because anything that you download for Little Big Planet 1 will convert across to Little Big Planet 2.
I'll buy it.
So none of the like amounts of different costumes and level kits that you would have paid for through Little Big Planet 1 and continue to buy through Little Big Planet 1 will all be compatible, so you're not missing out. They haven't released a release date for it yet, but they have given a list of the costumes that will be available without actually showing what they'll look like. So it looks like they're still developing it. But the list stands so far: Captain America, Daredevil, Dr. Octopus, Elektra, Ghost Rider, Green Goblin, The Hulk, Invisible Woman, Iron Man, The Human Torch, Magneto, Mystique, The Punisher, Rogue, Spider-Man, Storm, The Thing, Thor, Venom, and Wolverine.
So it's got a couple of dudes in it.
As well as that, they've also announced that they're going to be bringing out a level kit. I don't know if this level kit is going to be bringing anything more to it apart from the fact of it just having extra things for level. Unlike when we had the level kit for Metal Gear Solid brought new switches out and also the paintball gun. And when we had Pirates of the Caribbean, it brought out the new physics for daylight and water. They haven't announced whether this is actually bringing anything new or it is just a standard level pack. So both of those will be coming out sometime soon. It's been released onto Marvel's blog as well, and they've got this really cool picture of a backlit set of Sackboys, and you can't see them, but one of them does look like Dr. Octopus with loads of legs coming out, so they're just hinting to what it may look like. But that seems pretty cool.
Fun. What's this PSP thing?
Right. Basically, if anyone owns a PSP or knows anything about what's going on the PSP, on the PlayStation Network, obviously if you have a PS3, when you go on the PlayStation Network, you can access the game section or video section. If you go onto the PSN on a PSP, you get games, videos, and also comics. So if you download the comic reader, you're able to pay for and download digital comics. Now, before, there's been plenty of different comic labels on the store, Marvel included, a lot of top ones, but now DC have come to the forefront of the store, releasing such things as Dante's Inferno, Fables, Green Lantern, Batman, that's more Green Lantern, Mirror's Edge, Justice League, Resistance, Superman and Batman, The Unwritten. So yeah, there's a wide range of first hitting titles coming out from DC. So it's not just the standard DC Heroes, but a lot of their other titles that they do, which unless you follow DC, most people aren't aware that they actually publish those titles. So yeah, for people who are reading the digital comics, that's a nice touch to be able to have at least some stuff from DC on that store.
Fun. Now for our Medal of Honor giveaway beta key type thing. If you want a Medal of Honor beta key, retweet this episode on Twitter.
Or they could just email
us. Or email us and we'll randomly get one. But yeah, only if they advertise it to all their mates.
Yeah, so we've got an EA Gun Club Medal of Honor beta code. nicely donated to us by
friends at EA,
attendee at E3. But yeah, so it's for Medal of Honor. You can choose what format you want it on. You log onto the Gun Club, well, not the Gun Club, the Medal of Honor website, type in the code that's on this piece of card, and then you get given a code for whatever platform you choose. Yeah. So if you want to play it and get a hold of a key, if you haven't got one already, send us an email or retweet us or do something.
Yeah, do something. We don't care, just do something.
Yeah, you have to do something to get it. How long should we run this for?
Till next week.
Till next week.
Because it runs out on the middle of July, doesn't it?
It runs out the 18th of July.
Okay, so yeah. Give them a week, then at least they got a couple of weeks playing the beta if they really want it.
Oh, well, the beta's already started.
Yeah, it's already started.
Now, proving that we do care about your opinions, your letters.
We'll follow shortly after this disclaimer. Gamercast does not endorse any opinions and or views expressed in any of the letters we receive. All letters are presented as is and confers no warranty or rights.
Okay, we've had a couple of letters this week. By couple, I mean two.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the normal definition of couple. So the first one comes from some guy called Steve. He says, hi to all the team at Gamercast.
Oh, say it correctly.
That's what he said.
No. Say it properly, please. I've had complaints about you speaking like this.
Maybe you should read the letter out and not let Paul do it.
No, Paul can read.
Just wanted to let you all know that I thought your E3 coverage was great. Thank you. Right, that's Steve's letter.
No, it's not. There's tons more.
I enjoyed the way you done a show each week of... What?
You done a show.
Maybe you should just read it.
Okay, and I'll correct anything. I enjoyed
I'll put
the
my
way
frozen blackcurrant in my face.
Yeah, I enjoyed the way you did a show of each of the major conferences. Gary's coverage from the E3 show floor was great, although he did seem to go a bit over the top on his... Oh, over the top a little on his liking of Kane Lynch.
Yeah, he did seem a bit excited about everything.
But hey, in a place like Gary, this, though, so. It's easy to get excited about anything, I guess.
I wouldn't be. I'd be like, what a waste of time this is.
Anyway, now that E3 is only a memory, I wanted to ask you what each of you got most excited about during the Games Expo. For me, it was seeing Assassin's Creed Brotherhood multiplayer and Child of Eden on Kinect. Although I must admit, I did have a soft spot for Kinectimals and those dance games. Well, thanks for the great work on the shows, and keep up the good work. Steve.
Yeah, so my favourite thing from E3 would, I suppose, have to be Kinect. I would say Rage, but I've never had Doom 4.
I haven't seen any of the Rage stuff, yeah.
Doom 4. Doom 4, but they should do it back on Earth.
Like with Doom dinosaurs? 2.
Well, I did say earlier on in a unrelated discussion that Doom 4 should have dinosaurs in it.
Only because we were watching Lost World.
Well, valid point.
Dinosaurs are cute. Any game should have dinosaurs.
All dinosaurs should have games? No, all games should have dinosaurs. I would say Little Big Planet 2, but I saw everything for Little Big Planet 2 way before E3.
Adam, you're such a PlayStation fanboy.
I know.
Get off my show. Where's the Xbox fan gone?
Let Adam talk.
I'd say the two things that I really got excited about from E3 was seeing the video footage for the new Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
Oh, God.
And the Metal Gear Solid Rising game.
That's 360, Paul.
Yeah, it's 360.
But, yeah, I must admit, I did quite like that because I had a clue how that game was going to play out. And when they announced that it's going to be playing from... beginning of Raiden to, you know, connect number 2 with number 4, that kind of like story, because I love the games for the story, it made me think, yes, this is actually going to have a good story in it because they've got to explain all of that. But then also seeing the way that they use the blade and the fact that it's not just real quick action, you can't see what you're doing and people just obliterate in front of you, you get like the nice bullet time and the ability to choose where the slice was, that was just kind of like insane. So I must admit that I'm pretty excited about.
Okay, so what about you?
Mine has to be a mix of, like Steven, Child of Eden on Kinect.
Oh yeah, Child of Eden, I'm looking forward to that because I did play Rez quite a bit and I did actually buy Rez.
You did buy Rez, and then I got you some achievements you couldn't get.
It's because I couldn't bother, to be honest.
It gets harder though, doesn't it? That and Kirby's Epic Yarn.
Oh yeah, I saw you were like super excited about that.
You told me that on the episode when I raised my voice.
Yeah, so we also had a letter from Charlotte. She says, "Hi guys. Why did Paul keep going on about Captain Planet?"
Because it's Paul.
Captain Planet!
Paul always goes on about Captain Planet.
Well, no, we just need something funny to talk about. And it's not so much Captain Planet, but it's the stupid heart kid.
I know, like, Paul, you always go on about this.
You're such a retard kid.
I had the action figure for the guy that was in charge of fire. And he had a little handle in his back, and if you pulled it, he had a translucent piece of chest plate, and it would, like, you could see the sparks, you know, those sparks creature in the background.
All right, Adam, I'm not that hardcore Captain Planet fan. I don't have the toys.
I only had the one. It was kind of like, yeah, this is lame.
Yeah, and she then goes on to say, how come you only talked about Little Big Planet for like 5 seconds? Well, we talked about it a bit more on this show, so meh. She says,
well, I think she means Little Big Planet too.
Whatever. And I totally agree. Crisis 2 looks pretty poor. Yeah, I agree with that. Need for Speed Hot Pursuit was playable at E3. I don't really know why that's in there.
That's because I said I didn't know if it was playable or not.
Gary's segments were pretty cool. You should get me doing it with people on the street asking them about games. It would be funny. Okay, you can do that if you want. So yeah, love the show. Charlotte.
That's a bit odd. Random people on the street. Hi, I work for GamerCast.
No. You go around Guildford and wait till you bump into Peter Molyneux. Hey, Peter.
Well, I'm sure if you just waited for a little bit, you'd have games people pass you.
With all Peter Molyneux.
Not Peter Molyneux, probably.
Peter Molyneux. Dear no. Peter Molyneux, give me money. Thank you. Bye.
It's time for
Name
That
Game.
Okay, so last week, everyone would have heard this. So yeah, we actually had quite a lot of guesses for that. Yeah.
I'm thinking it's some kind of EA game.
You already said it was Fable.
What did I say it was?
Harvest Moon.
GTA
3.
Yeah, you said it. Okay, let me. This is my segment. I'll do it my way.
Paul, I'm taking over.
So, Adam and Catherine guessed GTA and Fable 2 respectively. We also had quite a few listener guesses in. So, for example, Tim said it was Dungeon Keeper. Charlotte said it was Dungeon Keeper. Gary said it was Resident Evil 4. I'm very sorry to announce, but you are all wrong.
It's EA.
The actual answer was Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess.
Really?
Oh my god.
Yep.
I'm hurt by that. I can't believe
after doing the show, I said to Catherine that Adam would kick himself over that. Is it the Twilight Princess or and the Twilight Princess?
Zelda, the Twilight Princess.
It's the only one that I've not completed because I got rid of my Wii.
Yeah, I think it was one of the boss guys in it. He had a laugh and he'd go,
it sounded like a laugh that I heard before.
Yeah.
That's why I said an EA game, but no.
Nope, you're all wrong. Okay, Adam, if you check your computer, you should have named that game for episode 205 on there.
Yes, I do.
So, let us just play that now. So yeah, that's quite an easy one in my opinion. I thought I'd give you guys an easy one since you've had a string of hard ones.
An easy one? Oh my god, I've not even ever heard that before.
That sounds really familiar.
It should sound really familiar. Because I'm sure... Actually, I don't know if you've played it or not. Actually, I don't even know if Adam's played it. But I think it's an easy one.
Yeah, it's always easy, Paul, when you pick them and you know what they are.
A few clues for you. It's multi-platform.
How new is it?
Not that new.
How about the era?
Era, it was...
Or a rough year.
You know, is it 80s, 90s?
Dude, I'm trying to answer. It was between 95 and, say, 2005, and it was multi-platform.
How about the genre?
Genre, it's a sort of action game.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Adam, are you serious?
Sonic came out in 94. No, 91. No,
yeah, but
he might mean
a newer one.
No, 91.
No, I was just thinking generally Sonic the Hedgehog. A Sonic the Hedgehog. Don't know, it's the first thing that pops into my head. Well, that's the thing, you're giving a wide spectrum. So you're saying that it came out and people have been buying it that long, or it's just been between that gap there was lots of this game coming out?
Just somewhere in that gap.
It was released somewhere in that gap. People are still buying it now. People do still buy it.
When did The Sims come out?
Not in 99.
I'll give you a clue. It's not The Sims.
Sims came out in 99.
Yeah, I'm just thinking weird, cheesy electro music. It seemed quite low quality music.
That music is flipping awesome, I'll have you know. So there's another clue.
People still buy it. And it came out from 95. Did it actually come out in 95?
I'm not telling you. If I told you the definite year, you could look it up probably. And you'd say, oh yeah, definitely that one.
Paul, there's so many games that come out.
Right, it came out in 1997.
97.
Well, that didn't even help me. What were you playing in 97?
Yeah, 97, that was...
I would have been 17.
The PlayStation?
PlayStation are just coming into... Yes, PlayStation.
I'll give you another clue. At the time, I would have had an Acorn Archimedes A7000 and a Sega Saturn. Actually, no, I might have still had my Master System.
Well, don't you still have your Master System?
I don't know. I might have had the Sega Saturn by then, I'm not sure.
So
anyway, can we get some guesses? Because this is taking time. My TF2 match is in 16 minutes. Adam says Sonic.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Sonic.
Catherine says Harvest Moon.
Pick a Sega game. 1997, Sega game.
Sega Worldwide Soccer. Command & Conquer? Okay.
Not Command & Conquer, but that's the only thing I can think of on the Saturn that people still buy.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to say how many people still buy it.
Well, yeah, but you got the first decade.
Oh, yeah, I suppose.
That means I'm wrong.
Sort of first decade today, actually.
I'm totally wrong. I don't know what it is. It sounds flipping familiar, though, and I might kick myself.
Yep, I guess you will all kick yourself.
No.
So anyway, people will find out the answer next week.
Yep.
Oh, no. I got a bad feeling of what it might be.
What?
When was Harvest Moon out?
It's not Harvest Moon.
I'm waiting for the day you actually put Harvest Moon on the show.
It's not Harvest Moon.
Well, first Harvest Moon was on the SNES.
It isn't Harvest Moon!
No, I know it's not Harvest Moon, Paul.
It would be cool if Harvest Moon had that music, though.
Previews and or reviews.
Okay, new releases this week. We've got one or two games coming out. Oh, flipping it. We've got loads coming out. My TF2 match is in 14 minutes.
Yeah, we can be quick.
Yeah, you better be quick, because I'm getting too hot and I want to play TF2.
So, we've got Dragon Ball Z.
That's Origins, the official pronunciation for
Origins
me.
Origins 2, which is coming out on the DS.
Okay, boring. Also, we've got International... This already came out.
What? This isn't now yet? On PC?
Cricket Captain already came out.
Really?
Yeah, it came out a week or two ago.
Fine. Remove.
Well, maybe it's the PC one, but the multi-format of a releases came out a while ago.
Okay. The Dragon Ball Z game, by the way, is like a platform... Well, a platformy role-playing kind of game. I think. But it's also got multiplayer in it as well. That you can, like, challenges you can do in co-op and stuff like that.
Fun! So Sniper Ghost Warriors also came out. This was...
Is that, like, a sequel to the other Sniper games? Like,
I don't
Sniper
know.
Elite.
But this is a cool thing. So this is a first-person shooter where you play as a sniper.
On
so basically
PC
the
360.
Basically, the whole campaign is you playing as a sniper. There's a couple of missions where it's more, like, sort of action-y. But yeah, this is obviously appealing to all the campering, sniping idiots in all the stupid first-person shooters online at the moment. TF2, you can't really camp.
I don't camp, I snipe. I find a place,
sitting in one place is camping, Adam.
It's got a bullet cam.
I only move once I've killed someone, and then I move to a new location, kill someone, move to a new location, kill
Adam,
someone.
That's still camping.
I shoot people on the way.
Put your tent away, Adam. Put it away.
That's what snipers are for. You hide in a bush, you shoot someone, and then you pull out your short range and you wander somewhere. I shoot loads of people on the way, and you go, ooh, this looks nice, I'll sit here.
Yeah, me and my heavy weapons guy would just go point blank range and unload his minigun into you. In your face, Adam. Armor 2, Operation Arrowhead's also coming out.
Yep, so...
This is PC.
Yep, as all the Armor games are only on PC, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
So this is it's like a sequel, but a standalone one. So like what they did with Company of Heroes. 3 years after previous. And yeah, new Armor 2 game. US Army. Stuff.
Yes, you get to fight as army people and shoot people. It is a fun game. Everybody's Tennis is also coming out, which in my opinion is much better.
Do you know what that's on?
Wii?
No.
What's it on?
Have you know that Everybody's Serious?
No.
Sony. PSP game.
Yeah?
Mm. Everybody's Tennis, like Everybody's Golf.
Yeah, your point.
Well, you're saying that you're more interested in this than it's a PSP game.
Well, it's Arma 2. Nobody cares about that.
No, I know. So Everybody's games are coming to Tennis on the PSP. Everybody's Golf games are really cool because it's a nice, cute golf game.
Okay, let's move on. Dance on Broadway, whatever the hell that is.
Nah.
We're just skipping it. Dance on Broadway is coming out.
It's being published by Ubisoft, I think.
This Wii game, I take it.
Yeah, it's a Wii game.
Yeah, Tiger Woods PGA Tour 11 is also coming out. So this is a new Tiger Woods game.
The Ryder Cup. And the Ryder Cup this year is in Wales.
Boring.
In Newport.
Advanced Points Bulletin is also coming out.
All Points Bulletin.
Oh, yeah. All Points Bulletin, even.
So, All Points Bulletin.
Sorry, it's just written down here as APB.
I know. That's why I put it down as APB. You could have just said APB. So, APB's... APB is finally coming out.
Okay, next game. 1,000 Cooking Recipes.
APB is a MMO.
Oh, who cares?
And we mentioned their weird pricing system before. Remember?
You paid
by hours.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that. Boring. 1,000 Cooking Recipes from LEA Table. What?
Is that how you say it? LEA Table. It's a DS game, so it's got 1,000 recipes in it. It's actually being published by Nintendo as well. So obviously Great. They've had some hand in it. So like their previous recipe titles, sorry. It's got like specific things in it. So
here's a tip: don't say sorry every time you kick the desk, because saying sorry is more of an interruption than just kicking the desk.
You can use your voice to turn the pages if you're cooking while you're doing it. You can browse through specific kinds of things. You can look at like starters, mains, desserts, everything like that. And it's got about 1,000 things in it. I imagine they might do downloads as well.
I'm curious, if Nintendo had something to do, does that mean they got things like Yoshi's Cookies?
No, I mean as in, so like how Nintendo did the other cooking, what was it called?
Guide.
Cooking Guide.
Okay.
That's what I mean, so it's like it's their Touch Generation yeah. series.
Okay.
But yeah, being just a recipe book, it might come out at £20, I don't know.
Pro Cycling Tour Manager is also coming out.
Tour de France 2011.
Yeah, so basically you are a manager of a bicycle.
Yeah.
This bicycle you have to race from birth until it's a manly bicycle which can win a race. Or better yet, win the ultimate biking race, which is the Tour de France.
Racing a bike. That's great.
That's what it is, isn't it?
Sorry, I just had visions of a racing bike giving birth.
So it boasts high resolution photorealistic
riding
pictures
it with your fingers
and new handling of flora and lots of background things. Doesn't really mention that much about bikes.
Nah, it's got bikes
or
in
people.
It.
It's got people in it, it's got bikes in it. And it's for people who like managing games but like cycling too.
Yeah, King Arthur has apparently also being discovered, and they're digging up his bones and putting him on show.
Yeah, so this is a PC title, as you would imagine.
Oh, it's not DS one?
No.
I would have released this on DS, personally.
Why?
King Stupid Arthur. Stupid
so
DS game.
You're just playing as King Arthur, fulfilling your destiny, going against things. I think...
So what, is it first person, or what?
It's not yet. Oh yeah, see, it's not yes.
It's a turn-based strategy game, apparently.
Fine.
According to game.
Yeah. So you send your people in. So you're King Arthur. And you're sending people in. Fighting against wizards and evil knights and monsters and stuff.
Oh, really, Ed?
Yeah.
Tournament of Legends is also coming out on Friday.
I wanted to put this in because it has huge, fully animated 3D characters. This is a Wii title.
Yeah, so it's nice to see that we're seeing Wii games with 3D characters instead of 2D sprites.
I couldn't believe that. I read it. I was like, fully animated 3D characters.
As opposed to they have two animations when they're walking and that's it. Like Doom 2 and 1.
You have those kind of 3D features on the boxes of old games.
Yep.
It's in 3D!
They boast 3D things. This is being released by Sega on the Wii. So What it is, it's one or two player fighters, and you can play as any fighters you want. So Minotaur, Gladiators,
Minotaur, huh?
Valkyrie. You could just play as lots of different stuff. Oh, there's only 10 of them, though. So Minotaur, Gladiator, Valkyrie, Stone Golems, Gorgons, Sun Goddess, Demon. I'm not sure what it means by demon, because you have many kinds of demons. It says Bronze Man, but that might mean...
A man made of bronze.
What's his face? Talus? Talus? It's not Talus, is it?
Who cares?
The big bronze guy in Jason and the Argonauts. That thingy made have faced us. And then two extra unlockable ones, which are Skeleton Warriors, aka like Sinbad, and the God of Death. Does that mean Hades? I'm not sure. But yeah, so this is just a weird... look at that. 40 fully animated magic attacks.
Ooh, la-di-da.
But yeah, so this is a Wii title. I'm not really too sure how it would use these controls. Might just be pressing buttons.
Yeah, you press a button and something happens. That's normally what happens. So yeah, that's the new releases for this week.
Yeah, there's nothing really amazing coming out. I don't think I'm not... If that 1,000 cooking recipes is £20, I might pick that up.
Now we don't need that rubbish.
But I don't know who Ella Table is.
Ella A. Table.
I'm saying it wrong, I'm sure. But it's such a weird name. But no, there's nothing that's really interesting me this week.
I don't know, Sniper Ghost Warrior probably won't do too badly for all the camping snipers who
PC
will buy
it. PC 360, that is.
Dragon Ball Z will sell, no doubt, because it's what, Dragon
really?
Ball.
Really? When you get like two copies in.
Yeah, Danny will buy it. So yeah.
Tiger Woods will sell, okay.
We'll be back next week.
Yeah.
With the next episode, which will be 206.
Yeah, jeez.
Yeah. Feedback at gamercast.net, gamercast.net, youtube.com/gamercast.net, twitter.com/gamer. What is it, gamercast or yeah, gamercast.net?
Gamercast. You were going to say Dismirnoff.
Yeah, twitter.com/Dismirnoff, dismirnoff.net/blog, facebook.com/Dismirnoff, that's where you can find me.
What about Gamercast?
Nobody likes Gamercast.
Rude. Don't forget as well, if you want a Medal of Honor beta key,
do email us or Twitter.
Email us
show,
or Twitter, like, or send us a message on Facebook.
We need a really good reason why you should have it.
If you're just awesome, you can just write that or like something like that.
Yeah, so see you guys next week.
Or you can post it on the forums.
See you guys next week.
Portforums.net. See you next week. Bye.